Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
On Friday morning, I woke up with, well, vertigo. Had a headache when I was when my eyes were opening in bed. I got really nauseous when I sat up and got up, and I spent a few hours in the bathroom at different points of the morning, not really consuming much of anything, but definitely, I didn't have anything in my stomach because, you know, I tend to eat one large meal midday, and anything by the morning, and certainly there's nothing in my stomach. So there was a lot of, a lot of vomiting that occurred on an empty stomach, which is painful. Also, the room was, well, kind of spinning, I guess you could say. That's why it's vertigo, because, yeah, and it also, as I looked it up, it seemed to be that there was, I'd move my head and that would trigger it. And yeah, and it, you know, when I looked it up, it seems that there's some imbalance in the ear or something that goes away. Some people have that, very frequently. This is the first time I've had it. And honestly, it's the first time I felt really sick in, I don't know, more than a year. The last time I had, I look back on it and think maybe it was COVID-19. I don't know, because I just had a strange set of symptoms. But this is the first time in, more than a year that I felt like, wow, this just does not feel right. Now, the good news is that I just kind of, I ended up sleeping a lot of it off after things just sort of calmed down. I sat in my chair for a little while and fell asleep, and then went back and went into bed and slept some more. And that seemed to, it went away as quick as it came, but it is one of these things that just, I don't know. It was just kind of weird, sort of something to happen. And I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm sure what caused it. I mean, I have no idea. It was a weird thing. It also kind of reminded me of the migraines I used to have when I was, this was before I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I went to the doctor. The doctor didn't have much to say about the migraines, but, they had much to say about hypertension and type 2 diabetes and sleep apnea and the edema that was in my legs. So, who knows what else was causing that. But yeah, the migraines would actually wake me up in the middle of the night and I'd want to go throw up because my head would hurt so bad. This was kind of like that. I don't know what the good news is that, yeah, it's so, you know, and on Friday, once I started feeling better, I went out for a walk and went for a short run. And then, so it's like, okay, I feel mostly normal. And then, well, on Saturday, I made up for, not doing a whole bunch on Friday. Friday was just kind of a wasted day as I was trying to recover from that. I looked it up, I looked up the symptoms and what causes it. And there's all kinds of things that potentially cause it. A lot of it, they just don't know. It's something, obviously, if you have it all the time, then yeah, that's not so great. The first time it's just randomly showed up, and yeah, I don't know what to make of it. Good news is that I'm all good. Although maybe my voice sounds a little weird, maybe it's because, there was a lot of throwing up. It was very painful, but other than that, I seem to be all right and back to normal. It came as quick as it went.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.